Bob, we started off today with some passionate arguments and passionate agreements about the Pirates. It's almost ridiculous to say anything but the season's over. That doesn't mean some cool things won't happen. Some great stuff with Bubba Chandler coming up. Dan Zangrilli maybe said, I don't know, like the second week of May or whatever. But when you look at the mathematics of the situation and you're sitting here at 11-19, last year, to get a wild card, it took 89 wins. You have to go 78-54 to do that, which means to get to 86 wins, you have to go 75-57. It's unimaginable. Am I right about that? It's unimaginable.
Yeah, that's 16 games over 500. I don't see this group being able to do that. You're right. There'll be some good days along the way, a couple of streaks here and there, and some certainly potential at work. But to make up for an 11-19 start with the potential of getting worse now with two more from the Cubs and then three with the Padres, that ain't going to be easy.
They start 1-5. They go to 2-7. They go to 5-11. It just hasn't gotten better. They haven't won more than two games in a row yet. They don't even have a three-game winning streak. They're on pace to lose 103, and that brings us back to the manager. And regardless of our opinions on who's first to blame here, and I think we all know who is, the owner of the team, I'm just astounded that a coach, manager in any sport would last this long losing this prodigiously. It's pretty remarkable. I don't know how many times this has ever happened in the history of sports, that a guy would lose like this for this long, get off to a start like this in year six, and still be here.
Well, that's what you just mentioned is the key, year six. And this really makes everyone part of the blame game here. You get not only that, from the GM point of view, you got all these high picks, and not many players from 6 years' worth of picks and development of those picks have we seen crack the lineup here on a regular basis. Take Skeens away from it. Who else has done that? Not many, if at all. And they need more of that. If you're going to play this small ball mentality, then you better hit on this stuff and do it the way Tampa has done it. At least get some, you know, some production from those guys. So one, you can either trade them and get more assets or something younger, or two, make them hit and keep them there. And that requires paying people. That also requires, if you don't hit on it, you got to go out in the free agent market. None of this has happened. But the manager is ultimately responsible for the record. And if that's the case, then, yeah, it's 6 years is too long. It should have probably happened, I would have said, clean sweep at the end of year five.
I mean, look at the lineups stacked up against each other. I love Andrew McCutchen. He's actually off to a good offensive start. But he's your three hitter. Joey Bart's your cleanup hitter. And I also like him, by the way, as a player for the future. I really like him and the present. But it's just like you match up these two lineups and they got guys 1 through 8 or so, even 9, that are just smashing the ball, the Cubs do.
How about their catcher, Kelly, who last night hit a 2-run home run?
Yeah.
They signed him to a 2-year deal. He's 30 years old, and he's off to a 6 home run, 18 RBI, 1.371 OPS start.
I know.
You know, that's how you get, like, And Ian Happ has been consistently good for them, a Gold Glove
Kyle
guy.
Kyle Tucker, who the Pirates,
and he has 25 runs batted in already,
could have made a play for.
Sure,
right?
No, they have some good pitching too.
Suzuki's a guy they
signed. Imanaga last night. He got hurt, but he did. You know, he got a win.
Yeah,
silenced them.
And another unbelievably anemic performance. They had one extra base hit. How many times they've been shut out? Limits five.
Five.
Yeah.
Best, worst in baseball. I was going to say best, but. They're number one in that category.
And the Cubs, this is the first time since 2013 they had a game where they recorded zero strikeouts for their batters. No one struck out.
Man, if the Pirates don't get a great pitch game, they're usually in big trouble. Of course, they're usually in big trouble anyway. How many times are you going to throw Tommy Pham out there, Bob?
Well, they signed him to $4.7 million. They're not going to let him sit, so he'll go out there unless someone comes along who can supplant him. And that's what I was referring to with the drafted prospects and their development of those prospects.
And then you have Canario pinch hitting for Tommy Pham. I mean, these are guys you have when you're tanking, the Canarios of the world. Well, what are they doing, honestly? You should, by year six, have everybody slotted into a position and have a bench that has real players on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is just more of the same with this stuff. And we've said it, and I'll say it again. It's the angriest I've ever seen the fan base in all my years here, and I've seen them plenty angry around the Aramis. I mean, they're perpetually, and rightfully, they're perpetually livid. The Aramis Ramirez debacle, all kinds of things. I've never seen it like this.
Well, no, and quite frankly, they deserve it based on what's happening and the product they're putting out there. As I said, it's all about winning. Winning is the ultimate promotion you can do in any sport. Forget all the other stuff. Winning. If you don't win, people are not going to respond. If you don't win, they won't come. If you do win, they will come, even if you jack prices up.
And the thing, I think one of the misnomers is that, oh, yeah, people are still going to games. I mean, are they? As I look at National League attendance right now, the only team below the Pirates is who? Miami? That's it. All right, Limits. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Good night, Bob. Good night,
Limits. Everybody. We'll see you.
See ya.